the show, our special
it's
guest.
It's going really well,
by
yeah,
the way.
Really good music, Clay. Oh, yeah. Really good music. I love that. I love that video, by the way. All the girls crying. Oh,
you were one of them.
You know I was.
Well, our next topic is something very close to your heart, Clay. Your brother, as we mentioned before the break there, just got back from overseas.
Right.
Well, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two. I have an older brother, an older sister, and a younger brother.
And so which brother is this?
My 21-year-old brother just got back from Iraq. He was on his second tour with the Marines. He just got back on Friday, so we're really thankful for that.
All right. Well, here to fill us in. Yeah, congratulations to him. What's his name?
Brett.
Now, do you ever go over in overseas at any time?
I actually travel with UNICEF quite a bit. And we have a trip coming up in April. We keep the location low-key
so
that I don't get in trouble, you know.
Right. The Claymates will probably follow you over there.
They would probably do it. So I'm actually taking a trip in April.
You imagine that? Show up in Afghanistan. There's Cookie.
She's driving her car.
Yeah, she's got a tank.
Sitting in Iraq, Baghdad, dropping in.
There's a tank dressed up in place. Okay.
All right, so here to fill us in on the do's and don'ts of sending a care package, which is something that the troops really, really appreciate, is John Hansen from the USO. Thanks for being here.
Hi, John.
Thank you, Julia.
Now, Clay, did you send your brother packages?
We did. You know, Brett would ask for certain things, and we would try to send what he wanted over what he needed.
Yeah.
And but never as creatively as we're looking at
today. John, what do the troops want?
Well, the troops really need personal care items. Of course, they'd like gum, toothpaste, shaving cream, those kinds of things that really help make their lives a little easier. During this war, though, you can't just send a package to any service member the way you could in the past. There's security reasons that can't happen. So if you know someone overseas, by all means, send them what they want, what they ask for. If you can, they can act for their unit and receive things. Or you can go to the USO, www.uso.org, and sponsor a USO care package. These care packages include, and they evolve, there's a disposable camera, there's usually a calling card in there, and there's also this shaving kit that includes some of the personal care items to get them through the first week or so when they're deployed. We've passed out more than 1 million of these to deploying troops, and we're continuing to do it. For $25, you can sponsor a care package. If you go to USO.org, you can find other ways to
or link
the
through MJShow.com as
Absolutely.
Well.
Right. Now, in our audience, we have Margaret Sullivan and Maureen Iorno. Margaret's son has been deployed. That's Maureen's brother. He has been deployed and serving in Afghanistan right now. Is that right?
Yes.
Have you done these care packages before?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What is he
this
like?
This is your thing.
What is he like?
Yeah.
He likes a variety of different things. We've sent over his favorite foods. We've sent over packages with blank cards in it for holiday cards that he could send out, calling cards. We did an operation, thank you for your freedom, fun drive for his entire troop for the holiday
season. His name is Joseph?
Joseph, yes.
He'd been in Afghanistan how long now?
Over a year.
Oh, my goodness. How soon is he coming home?
Hopefully soon.
John, real quick, what are some of the things that they don't want to be included in their encourage you not to throw in there?
A lot of it is just by the nature of what it is. Baked goods don't travel well. Mm-hmm. Chocolate doesn't go to the desert well.
So that's a really good idea because I think a lot of people would be throwing, you know, Snickers bars in there, and then all of a sudden they're just
Hot chocolate blob.
And shortbread cookies turn into shortbread crumbs. Those kinds of
but the important thing you mentioned, John, is just don't send over blind packages because they'll never get to anybody.
That's
it has
exactly
to have a specific name on it and an address.
That's exactly
And one
right.
of the best things you can do is probably just give money to the USO.
Well, we have a number of different programs. The care package program is a very popular one. We have a number of programs. We have 130 centers around the world helping service members.
Can people actually find names of servicemen and women through
Not on our site. No, there are a lot of security issues why that's not possible through our site.
That's a good idea, though, Clay.
But there are many of them out there, so I'm sure pretty easy to get hooked up to.
Yeah, and so many different ideas of what to put in the package that you send over there. So we thought we'd be creative. And John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Clay, let's go on over here and meet Michelle Beshin. She is the host of Be Original, one of the best shows on TV. I tell you, Michelle, come on in here.
Michelle.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, Clay and I are a little nervous about the whole arts and crafts aspect.
We're just gluing things here today.
That's the problem.
And it's very, very simple. You know, the Ziploc bag is great, but I think we can do a little bit better than that. You know, and the whole idea is to be creative with the container that maybe you're putting your items in, and then treat it as maybe a keepsake, something that they can hang on to after they receive it. And, you know, hunt around your house, see what you have. Plastic toolboxes are great. Photo organizers. There are a lot of, you know.
This is just a shoebox.
The old standby shoebox works great.
Lunchboxes.
The plastic Tupperware. And then what you want to do is dress it up. And, Juliet, you have the beautiful clear Tupperware container,
now,
and that needs some.
Will this camouflage actually keep the box hidden?
You know, it could. It could.
I didn't get a package.
We want to
see it. Where is it? Where is it? She does a good job of gluing that on there. And this is just a napkin. It's a great way to dress that up. So you just glue it on there, and glue is your friend for this type of a project. Pretty much that's the easiest and best way to apply it.
Is there a good kind of glue in a
bag? You play, however, you get the glue stick.
Oh.
I didn't want you to get your suit all messy.
Give me the glue stick. I get the glue stick.
You go ahead and glue, baby.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's also nice to, on the outside of the box, put some things that, maybe some clippings from their hometown paper.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, Joseph loves crossword puzzles, so put a few of those on there. That way you can make the box a little interactive.
This child is showing up a number of places. Who is this?
This is Joseph's family. We have all photos. We are making these boxes for Joseph, so he is going to make out like a bandit.
Who is this young man?
Oh, he's back.
That's Matthew, right there. So how do you know? How do you know Joseph?
Hey, stand up so John can get a shot of you. Look how handsome he is.
Is it your uncle? Is that your uncle? Yeah, uncle?
So we're going to send pictures of
that's
his nephew
really cool.
to him.
That's probably really
so you really want to personalize the box to whoever you're sending it to.
Point.
You know,
really personalize the box.
Yeah. And you want it to be durable. So whatever you glue on here, you want to be sure to seal it. Protect your photos. You know, maybe laminate them. Put a varnish on the top. And
these are great.
You're ready to fill them up.
And this is so easy, Michelle. It's really easy. And we have tips on our website, mnjshow.com. You can find out all you need to know there.
Right.
Clay, I'm just going to let you sit there and glue.
Thank you.
Glue that on there.
They didn't want that picture glued on there, though.
Wonderful stuff at scrapbooking stores.
Boy, some good
ideas. Just
slap on
her back. Not my Diane von Furstenberg.
Now I'm going to be in trouble with you.
My wardrobe.
I'm like, oh my goodness, I've ruined another talk show.